the second week I was at Cal Poly as a freshman, I joined the Roast Float. I knew someone in it. He told me to come out and try it, and I've been hooked ever since that day.
So, like, a lot of the penguins have mechanisms, and so you start shaping them, and once that mechanism's formed, you put the penguin around it.
From nothing, and then we create all these penguins with all these characters, and they just have so much personality from each person who's been building them.
So this is going to be the flag penguin who's saying yes. He doesn't have any shaping on him, so you kind of got to imagine the two long pieces coming out are his arms.
I'm the animations operator on the float this year. So I created an animation system along with, you know, both campuses are involved in it. And it's basically a laptop and some hardware.
This whole collaboration process is amazing because it really teaches you to look at things from all angles.
When you see the Cal Poly University's float go by in the Rose Parade on New Year's Day 2013, what you'll be seeing is a self-built float that's unique for two reasons. Not only is it the only completely student-built float in the Rose Parade, it's also the only one that's built in two different places.
For the first 7 months of the year, we are split half and half, working at our own respective campuses in Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, and Pomona.
Bobby Dodge is a mechanical engineering major at Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. He's also the head of their construction crew.
Our half is known as the back half of the float. Our half is located on the back. We have the drive engine that moves the float along, and Pomona has the animation engine that powers the animation and the movement and the hydraulics that are on the float. And now we come down here, and every Saturday we'll work together as one team to create one float that's going to go down the parade route on January 1st.
2013 marks Cal Poly's 65th consecutive entry in the Rose Parade.
This year our float is titled Tuxedo Air. The main elements, I guess you would see on it, are penguins. The idea is that penguins in their natural habitat, in a sense, are trying to take flight.
I mean, the good thing about this float this year is that you can look at it and you kind of can tell the story for yourself. It's like, oh, this penguin wants to fly, he's on a ramp, and they're teaching and stuff like that.
In addition to just the penguins trying to fly below the ramp where they're trying to take off, there's a school scene of young penguins aspiring one day to fly themselves on the ramps with a professor teaching them on a chalkboard exactly what it takes to fly, the math equation.
So we built three of the different mechs that are going to be going on the float.
Mechs is our slang for our mechanical elements.
Two of them are going to be flag penguins who are standing at the end of the runway. Kind of one of them's going to be saying, like, yes, come down the float, come down, we're ready. And the other one's going to be saying, no, we're not quite ready for him to come.
Well, to make that work, we use hydraulic cylinders. So we have three of those, one for each mech. Basically just, yeah, using the motion of the cylinder, we attach different linkages and arms to that to get the movement we need.
And then another one is like going to be a little kid who's raising his arm and kind of just like being like, pick me, to the professor.
And that kind of also is a little relation to Cal Poly itself, is us being students, us eventually going into, in this case, the penguin flying, taking off, a very kind of just inspiring message.
Cal Poly's involvement in the Rose Parade dates back to 1948. Ron Simons just retired this year as Cal Poly's Associate Vice President for Special Projects. Ron explained how then-student Don Miller first involved Cal Poly in the Rose Parade, much to his advisor's surprise.
So Johnny Baxter, the advisor for the Ornamental Horticulture Unit, comes back from his vacation in September and notices that there's some new plantings going on out there in the field, and the student that was in charge, his name is Don Miller. Don informs Jolly that he has actually committed, in those days we were a college, not a university, the college, to entering a float in the 1949 parade. Now, recall, this is only 90 days away, and there's no theme, no design, no money, no budget, no committee. But what else is new? This is students, you know, they're invincible, they can do anything. Well, I don't know, by pure sheer luck, they got a float built, beautiful float called the Rocking Horse, and even won a major award called the Award of Merit that year, their first entry into the Turn Roses Parade on January 1st, 1949.
Amy, how'd you first get involved with Cal Poly Rose Float?
Actually, my roommate kind of pulled me into one of the meetings, and after that, I just kind of was like, wow, that's a really cool thing.
How did you first get involved in doing this?
You know, I got dragged in the same way everyone else did. You know, I saw them set up the float during like a fair pretty much for our school, and they were just one of the clubs that was lined up, and someone out of the crowd just said, hey, can you program? And you know, I happen to know, you know, I'm computer science, so there I am.
My brother graduated from Cal Poly as well, and he volunteered here for a couple days and he had some fun.
decided to come out and check it out, and I really liked it, enjoyed all the people, enjoyed doing all the things that we do, all the fabrication and building.
This is my fourth float. So it's my second year as design chair and my third year on committee.
When I lived in the residence halls my freshman year, I knew some of the older students who were involved with this and they would talk about it and stuff. So my sophomore year, I said, okay, I'm gonna actually go find out what this is all about.
I get to learn how to weld. That was really the draw for me. It's a lot of fun, you know, you get to burn metal.
How'd you first get into deco?
I got into my freshman year, which is 2009, with Jungle Cuts, and I just love the flowers, I love the atmosphere, I love working with all the people, and it was a lot of fun.
My first day here, they handed me some tools and equipment and said, okay, go do this thing, and I was hooked.
So I stuck around for a year as a volunteer, and then this year I signed up to be on committee, and I plan to be here for the rest of my years at Cal Poly as well.
Saturday, October 20th, 2012 was a special day for both campuses.
The second half should be getting here momentarily in the next 20 minutes or so, is my understanding.
That was the day the San Luis Obispo students drove their completed half of the float down to Cal Poly Pomona, and the two float teams worked together to join the halves. But before that half arrived, there was work to be done.
We're just finishing up all of our penguin mechanisms, and we have to make sure that they'll all run smoothly and as lifelike as we can get them.
Here we have to dry our status, so we hang it from the ceiling for now, and that way it can dry. But we're trying to build drying racks, so it's a more efficient way of drying.
I think the biggest challenge is once you get a float, it's just like, what do you put on it?
Well, this year we're trying to experiment with the icicles. So we're thinking of having, like, you know how you string popcorn on a Christmas tree? We're thinking of stringing orchids to form like an icicle type of effect. So we'll have to test it out before Deco Week, but that's one of our plans.
What we're building right now is it's sort of a master control box. So we can take it, we have an animation system that reads in from all sorts of sensors and tells us where our mechs are supposed to be. We need a way of controlling it manually. So this is a manual master control box. We call it Master and Commander.
Some of the Cal Poly San Luis Obispo students had already arrived at Cal Poly Pomona.
Well, today we left San Luis Obispo at 6 a.m. We drove down here. We always stop for breakfast halfway in Santa Barbara. And we're down here getting started. Everyone's kind of tired in the morning, but a new spark of energy when we get here. We see everyone here ready to work.
It's a trip. It's fun, though. It's bonding. It's a great bonding time because we have all our new volunteers this fall. And so if you stick someone in a car for 4 hours, you don't really have a choice but to get to know them a little bit.